welcome back. It is now 9:34 in the morning on this Tuesday. We'll be continuing our Just Talk conversation here with Scott Warren from the Maquoketa YMCA, talking a lot about the splash pad, about things going on in that, and ways that it can tie with into kind of the identity in the city of Maquoketa and the area there, kind of drawing people not just to the splash pad for obvious reasons, but also to the city as a whole and all the businesses and places that are within it. And also one thing that we were just kind of talking off the air was that about, you know, previously talked about the operation costs of it and how that would look. But you also mentioned that the splash pad for people to go and enjoy it, that will be completely free, which I mean, obviously, you know, that kind of makes sense and everything. But also, how can you maintain those operation costs and keeping it open and, you know, thriving without, you know, charging for it?
Mm-hmm. So, well, and that's, you know, one of the things, and this is why we have city council. Part of what they need to look at with something like this is what's our revenue mix. So where's the money coming from? Mm-hmm. There's a reality. I think a lot of times people act on emotion. Well, it should be free. No, it should be this, should be that. Take a step back, people. That's what a good council member is going to do. And I think that's what they did. They took a step back and they said, how do we want to fund this? And simply put, they said, you know what? We hear from the tax base, they want it free, which means that we as taxpayers are going to go ahead and cover that cost. Now, like we talked about, we do it and we do it correctly. We can increase hotel motel. We can increase our sales tax. We can generate revenue, additional revenue by bringing people in because of that amenity. But that's how it was chosen. Free is just that. I mean, a certain reality, there's still a cost to it. It's just we're saying the taxpayers, and then we're hoping to generate money through sales and hotel motel tax. From an operational standpoint, we work with the city. So as a YMCA, we go ahead and take care. We kind of keep the water flowing. So mm-hmm. The pumps, the impellers, all that kind of stuff. We make sure the chemicals, the chlorine, the acid, they're at the right levels. But really, the rest of it is the city. So from a cleanliness standpoint and ongoing maintenance, there's some really neat technology that'll be in it, too. Some people say, well, what do you do? You know, lightning, thunder, how do you keep it safe? You actually will actually have a feature on there that will monitor the amount of electricity in the air. If it gets to a certain level, the water just cuts off.
Oh, okay.
Automatically cuts off.
It's
awesome.
I was going to say, that just sounds cool.
It's awesome. It used to be, because I ran a large aquatic complex down in the Miami area, and we would have a siren, and then you would have to get people out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the old system, but now they can literally tie it right into the system to where it shuts the water off.
I'm going to say, that's not only, you know, cool, frankly, cool, you know, interesting to do, but also just a lot more safe because there's not quite that human error that could happen, or, you know, mm-hmm. people, you know, kind of dragging their feet with it, where it's just, oh, all of a sudden, okay, you know, that risk is mitigated substantially.
Yeah.
And so I also, one thing that, you know, kind of that distinction is, where is that line between where it's owned by the city but operated by the YMCA?
Well, and people say, well, you know, the Y doesn't own assets.
Mm-hmm.
When the Y was initially built, it was Y staff coming up on a voluntary basis, working with the Florian Steffens and the Dwayne Stickleys and the local folks here. They worked hand in hand with them to raise a little over $4 million. City kicked in a little over $1 million, and we have what we have today. It's a city building.
Okay.
So YMCAs were a not-for-profit, and it's a little confusing for some people. You run it like a business. No, we're a not-for-profit. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
So a for-profit business would not come in on a voluntary basis and help a community raise a little over $4 million and ask for nothing. I mean, there was no contract or anything. Council at any point in time could have said, you know what, we're just going to run it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that in good faith, and we knew it was a great project. We wanted to help, so we came up and we helped and were able to do that. With the splash pad, I'm under no contractual obligation to work on fundraising, but it's a great project, and I'm a part of this community just like you and just like many of the listeners. You see a good project, if you're not willing to roll up your sleeve, you're not willing to do it, then don't ask other people to do it. I mean, things get done because of the goodwill of those in the community, both volunteer and give. I mean, we've got, with our committee, we've got Matt Osterhaus, Liz Warrow, Scott Worth, Steve Kaler, Kathy Seifert, Dylan O'Connell, Kelsey Hill, Seth Nickram, Ron Schaefer, and then Dan Piercy. And I know your listeners have to know at least a handful of those folks. They're very well known in the community.
Absolutely.
If you're thinking about giving, by all means, give them a call. Just say, hey, I'm thinking about giving. I got some questions. I want to make sure I know what I'm giving to. You know, I can tell you, when we do this, we're the YMCA has stepped up as the fiscal agent also, which has effectively saved our community about 5%. So you think of 5% on a little over $3 million, you're talking, what, $155,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it means we can do more with the project because we're willing to go ahead and step up and be the fiscal agent. That means for donors, they then get they can write that off as a charitable contribution. If you give it to a city, it's not a charitable contribution. Okay. It is a contribution, but you can't write it off on your taxes. So that's the beauty of you know, us serving as a fiscal agent. We have a completely separate account. It cannot commingle with any other dollars. So when we do things like this, we literally have to set up a completely different account and a track account for every dollar.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I mean, that also, I feel like, just kind of can alleviate a lot of the, you know, a lot of concerns where it's like, oh, you know, is that money really being used? Absolutely. If it's like that, and if it's as rigid as it is because it's a nonprofit and everything, that makes perfect sense.
Well, and even as a YMCA, our particular YMCA, there's a ranking system as far as safety and security when you're giving to an organization. We fall into the 5-star category, 5 out of 5-star. 2% of not-for-profits are in the 5-star category.
Wow.
So we are the top of the top.
Mm-hmm.
So when you give to the Y, you know the money's going where I want it to go.
Absolutely. No, that I actually didn't know that the Y had that high of a rating for that.
Yeah.
I'll say, well, that definitely is definitely good to know, and can imagine probably alleviate some concerns that may be out there about that.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, I see the same story as others.
Absolutely.
See. I mean, the people just, it disgusts me. So, you know, I was that kid that grew up in the YMCA. It was Rock Island, the old downtown Rock Island YMCA. You go down the steps, you know, the pool was in the basement because they didn't know how to elevate a pool back then. So you go down to the basement and the women to the left, men to the right, you get your little basket. And, oh, yeah, those were the good old days. But, I mean, I've been in the Y forever, and the Y is a special place, and a good Y is a family. And you come into our Y, and it's the people drinking their coffee, and it's the, you know, the little old ladies, and they do let some guys in too, doing their water exercise and the group exercise classes, and, you know, the folks playing pickleball and, you know, talking and having fun. That's a Y. Mm-hmm. I mean, a Y is a special place, and it shouldn't be tainted. I mean, no, you do the right things for the right reasons, and good things happen. So.
And I think that splash pad, you know, kind of is going to be serving kind of an extension of that, where it's just another place for, you know, families to be a part of the greater, you know, Jackson County Maquoketa family as well.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And we've talked before. It's, you know, it for the younger generation, are not going to church nearly as much as they used to. And that's a whole, we can have a whole nother topic on that and the what's and the whys and all those types of things. Well, the core function of the church as far as community, we're certainly bringing people to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But from a community standpoint, it's making those connections. Somebody's new to the community, you go to church, you make those connections, you feel a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a part of that community. It's a community within a community. A lot of the younger generation, they come into a community, they don't go to church. Well, where are they creating that connection?
Yeah.
And you're seeing more and more younger families who are working from home.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they making that connection? Well, the Y is that place where they can make that connection. Places like a splash pad are places where they can make that connection. At the park are places that they can make those connections. So as with the trends that we see, those types of things are even more important these days.
Say no, I think that you make a very good point there, where, you know, that kind of community can be found, you know, is now being found in other places.
Mm-hmm.
And where, you know, if it's not if it wouldn't be the Y or if it wouldn't be the splash pad, it would probably be, you know, somewhere else. And mm-hmm. might as well make it as easy as possible and make sure that it is within the community that they would live in. Otherwise, you know, because otherwise, you know, you're right. They will could go to some other place that has, you know, maybe more amenities or something like that. And so and you know, that kind of boost to the area will, you know, have a lot of good ripple effects to the entire area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no question about it.
I'll say we do have about 30 seconds before we have to join back up. But we will definitely be talking about plenty more. Do want to go into more things kind of away from the splash pad, kind of going more into some of the other things that the Y, you know, can offer, some different programs and other things that that is offered separate from the splash pad. So we will be joining back up with that here in just a few seconds. But first, we do have to join up with Brownfield for a quick farm break. But don't worry, we will be coming back in no time at all. Thank you very much for listening, and stay tuned for plenty more conversation happening here on Just Talk with Scott Warren from the YMCA right after Brownfield.
This is Sandy Kloos, your local American Family Insurance agent. I'm proud to support the Maquoketa Cardinals. Contact me today at 563-652-4554 or stop by our office in Maquoketa.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Cattle are higher, soybeans, corn, and hogs are all trading some degree of mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Soybeans and corn are both mostly firm, watching that weather in South America. March beans are up 2 1/4 at 1064 and a quarter. May's 2 higher at 1076 and a quarter. March corn's up 3/4 at 445 and a quarter. May's 1 higher at 453. Live and feeder cattle are higher, optimistic about direct trade. February live's up $1.07 at $236.95, and April 77 higher, $237.57. March feeders are up $3.12 at $358.70. And hogs are mostly lower on spread trade and profit taking. February's down 37 cents at $85.77. April leans a dime lower at $91.40. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello and welcome back. It is now 9:46, almost 9:47 in the morning on this Tuesday, and we'll be continuing our conversation here with Scott Warren from the Maquoketa YMCA. We're talking plenty about the splash pad for the last 45 minutes here. Definitely got a lot of information there, and you know, plenty more updates and things about that. Now, I do want to kind of shift gears a little bit and talk more about kind of the YMCA as kind of like a whole, kind of the organization, a bit more information. Because I know, kind of separate from the splash pad, which is a very big, you know, kind of on the front of what's kind of what's being done there, that you have a lot of other different programs as well as scholarships that are offered there at the Y. So I'd love to hear more about those.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, and it's always interesting because you're raising money for two things at once, which is interesting, challenging. You know, every year we need those dollars for scholarships. Mm-hmm. We will continually have people come in who are in need. And through the scholarship program, we're able to simply say yes. So just several different examples. The typical is a family wants to get their kids in sports. They want their kids to grow up just like every other kid. But they don't make that much money as a family. Mm-hmm. It's no more complex than that. You know, we get kids that just want a place to be. Want a place to belong, where they're safe, where they can play with their friends, where they can have fun. But they come from a family that doesn't make a lot of money. So that's where the scholarship dollars go. You can think of it kind of like a Robin Hood. And in our case, you know, those that have give, and those that don't get. We try and keep it pretty simple. If somebody needs help, we ask them, come on in, help. Here's the scale. It's based on income. If you need more help, let me know. And we're going to work with you. I love to tell the story. I had, growing up, I had one good friend who was an immigrant from Laos and one from Vietnam, and their families had nothing. Lived in Section 8 housing, and parents worked and worked and worked just to simply put food on the table. Well, their parents never even thought about joining the Y. One day I grabbed them and I said, well, I know the guy that runs the place. I said, why don't we go on up? I said, I think I can get you a membership. And introduced them to the executive director. Executive director said, come on over. Let's get you set up with a membership. And I didn't think anything of it because I'm just a kid and I heard about these free memberships. And,
right. You
know, how can we get my friends in? And boom. I mean, those are the scholarship dollars. Mm-hmm. And that's how we can make a difference and make sure that everybody can be a part of it. Yeah.
So that's a really cool story. And I feel, imagine that also is, you know, kind of instilled that sense of importance of those scholarship dollars for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, we have, I can even hear in town, like Trevor, who runs Fairway, he had kids at his church who, the families couldn't, there were families that couldn't afford to be a part of the baseball program. So he put a baseball program together. He went ahead and just paid for the team, made sure the kids had what they needed. He would pick them up and take them to the games, take them to practices. That's a guy who really went above and beyond to make sure that, you know, no kid was turned away and everyone could be a part of it. Because we all want to be, we all want to just grow up like our neighbors, like our friends. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be told no because, well, they've got money and we don't have money.
Yeah.
So, no, we want all the kids to be able to grow up and really have a meaningful, meaningful life, get them exposed to things. We have our day camp program where we just get kids exposed to everything. So kids that very often wouldn't be out and about, they wouldn't see all the great things that there are. They can join a program like a day camp program, and all of a sudden, we open their eyes to possibilities that they didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
So.
No, so that is, those are just like a couple of the programs that I know the mm-hmm. Y offers. It really is, you know, kind of, it's staggering just the amount of outreach that the YMCA does have.
Oh, it's huge.
Know, and can, you know, provide and help, you know, with those opportunities that, you know, people, you know, that you may not think of.
Oh, it's absolutely huge. You know, I see, I've been at this for, 35 years? No, not quite, 33. 33 full-time. Started when I was volunteering when I was 13. So I've been at it for a while. It's just, it's amazing the things you see. You know, I see people in their 50s who, boy, they just struggle just to get up and move. And then I also see people like, you know, we got Doug Winiger. I think he just turned 98. And, Doug will preach the importance of the YMCA and getting up and getting active. He's got his routine and still healthy as an ox. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But we see everybody. And, you know, we want everybody to be able to benefit from it. You know, I see people who have limited mobility. All of a sudden, they get in the water for the Water X program, and, you know, they're going from a walker to a cane to walking unassisted. And if you are that person, you know what? That's profound.
Yep, so absolutely. Any kind of gain in mobility like that, at any age, is impressive, let alone the older you get, the more you can gain is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and we get ladies who, you know, what's your income? I live on Social Security. I make $14,000 a year. That's mm-hmm. it. And that's got to cover everything.
Yeah.
Guess what? They need a scholarship. They need help. And that's why we knock on doors and raise those dollars mm-hmm. so that they can maintain that independence, so they can live independently from now till the end of time. I just smile. I can go story after story after story of the difference that we've been able to make. And it's not me. It's those people that donate.
Yeah.
They're the ones that open that door. They allow us to say yes and to help those in need.
Mm-hmm. I would say, how long does that giving campaign, or is the raising the program for the scholarships, or is it pretty much year round? People can just donate. Whenever.
We accept donations year round, just like, you know, like our other, like our capital fund. That's a completely separate. Our annual fund is completely separate, so the actual fund itself isn't commingled with any other dollars. So people can give at any point in time. We're going to do our call-a-thon here. I believe it's third Sunday here in February. We encourage people, if you're thinking about giving, go ahead and just drop off a check, drop off your support.
Mm-hmm. You know? And it can be, you know, anything from like $5 all the way up to larger amounts as well.
Oh yeah, whatever. Yeah, we accept all size gifts. You know, and it's kind of a, you look at the good, you look at the bad. I mean, the good is all the difference that we make. I've also been in a room, and this was during COVID when I was working at the Y down in Tampa, and people's ability to give, or not during COVID, during the 08 housing crisis, which hit Florida really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Construction workers, contractors, they were out of business. I mean, they were done. Shutter the doors and see if you have enough money to reopen afterwards. I mean, it was ugly. So our giving was cut in half overnight.
Wow.
Yeah. So we had to take a look at that and say, okay, we've got, in our case, we had $800,000 in scholarships that we weren't going to be able to fund. So who are we going to tell no? Is it the little kid who's, you know, who needs that day camp for the mother who wants to go work? You know, we had child care. You had before and after care. So who are we going to tell no to?
Yeah.
I mean, or do we just figure out, okay, we're just going to absorb $800,000. Okay, how?
Right.
How many staff positions are we going to cut? What facilities are we going to close? That's a reality. So it's kind of the negative side of it. You know, we've never faced that here, and we've been blessed and have a very supportive community. But there is a reality, money in, money out, and we need those contributions so that we can do the good work that we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, I know that you make a very good point. That is kind of one of the downsides of that is where, you know, when things like that do happen, well, you know, that affects everything mm-hmm. as well. I mean, it is very good to hear that nothing like that has happened up here in Maquoketa. That is, you know, hopefully, knock on wood, never will. But, yeah. You know, that is, you make a very good point when they say that is a real kind of concern that, mm-hmm. that people should also be aware about as well. And also yeah. why that is more important, is, you know, knowing that information as well.
Yeah, well, we were fortunate, like, through COVID. One, we were able to open before most facilities could because our COVID numbers were lower, so we weren't shut down for as long. But our members, the vast majority of our members, as we look nationwide, a higher percentage of our members stuck with us through that than any other Y in the nation.
I mean,
that was the kind of support we got from our community.
Wow.
Our annual giving, our financial support did not go down. They still rallied around us, which made it huge. And at the same time, many people had donated to our endowment fund, and we were able to draw interest from that endowment to really kind of get us through. Because even if you're closed and you still have that support, reality is okay, you're not running those programs. You don't have those dollars coming in.
Yeah.
You know, we're about mission first. We always have been, always will be. But at the end of the day, I sit behind a desk and I have to figure out, do the dollars and cents make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're not-for-profit or not. It's, can I pay my bills or can I not?
Right. Can you keep the lights on?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really kind of it. So.
Yeah. No, and that is also definitely good to hear that, you know, I mean, because COVID hit so many different things, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So many businesses and not even businesses, but, you know, not nonprofits for that, and just community things just haven't recovered,
mm-hmm.
even today. So the fact that, you know, the community really did kind of rally behind you guys and make sure that, you know, with the Y there and the community that is made through that,
mm-hmm.
feel really just kind of speaks to the importance of it, to be quite frank.
Oh, yeah. We ended up nationwide, we had over 300 YMCAs that closed due to COVID.
Wow.
Oh, it was huge. I mean, it was absolutely devastating for the YMCA movement.
I was going to say that. You said 300,000?
Mm-hmm. No, 300.
Oh, 300. Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, we would need 300,000 Ys first.
Right.
We don't have that many.
But. 300, I mean, still, though, that across the nation,
crazy.
That is a lot of. Then it's good to hear that Maquoketa wasn't one of them, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were very fortunate, but. Yeah, as far as programs, I mean, certainly we scholarship a lot of people into programs, land exercise, your water exercise. Those programs are free with membership. Swim lessons, this time of the year, people start thinking about it. Too often, I think they look at it and say, well, I'll do swim lessons in the summer, and we're going to play these other sports. Guys, make sure your kids know how to swim.
Yeah.
Foundationally, make sure your kids know how to swim. You know, a kid doesn't know how to play basketball, a ball might bounce up and hit him on the nose. kid doesn't know how to swim and he gets in over his head. Make sure your kids know how to swim. And we've got some great swim instructors, both the group swim lessons, private swim lessons. I coached the swim team. I grew up, swimming and coaching and teaching lessons. Our swim team, we're up to, I want to say, about 40 kids. Really good team. We won our conference last year, or won our division. So a lot of really good kids with that one, too. Once you can swim a lap, we can get you on swim team, and the kids really advance quickly. Basketball, we're going to be starting that up here in a couple weeks. So if you haven't registered, get in right away. And then right after basketball, we'll have our volleyball. Right after that, we'll have soccer. So just always have those year-round sports so the kids can always stay active.
Absolutely. Now that's another good thing that the Y can offer there, is those other opportunities for sports, and especially year round, a lot of those kind of can fall to the wayside, or just can't be done because of the cold. So I say we are having to wrap up our time here, but is there anything else that you want to make sure people are aware about, things coming up, or where could people donate if they want to give to either the program scholarship or for the splash pad? Where could people drop off those?
Probably easiest way is just drop a check off at the Y, or just mail it to the Y, 500 East Summit Street. Any questions, you can just give me a call at the Y, or call any of our campaigners, whoever you're comfortable in contacting. But we've had, like I said, we've had a lot of people who've really given, they've really thought about it and given substantial amounts to get us to this point. And we just need a few more, and we're going to be right there.
There you go. Well, I definitely hope you make it there.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Scott. We will now be turning it back over to the news here, and then back into the music. Thank you very much for listening here on KMAQ for our Just Talk program. My name is Luke Keyes, the Just Talk host here, and we'll now be turning it back over to ABC for some news headlines.